Hello, KMA Land. Welcome to the Double X Factor, and I am your Thursday host of this three-minute segment, Spencer Williams. My co-host, Andy Edie Hansen, said I better bring my A-game since it's my only day to chat with you this week. So, of course, send in the stress hormones. And very appropriately, too, since this week's topic is about stress. When you are in a difficult situation or thinking about something difficult, your heart races, your breath quickens, and your muscles tighten and get ready for action. This is by design. Your body is actually brilliant and was created to prepare you to react quickly. However, your body wasn't designed to slow the stress hormones down. That is really your mind's job. And as we know, sometimes we don't do as great of a job with our mental power as we are capable of. So stress responses can keep firing day after day, and it can wreak serious havoc on all areas of your health, including physical. This is classified as chronic stress and can include irritability, anxiety, depression, headaches, insomnia, and those are just a few that you can actually see and feel. The results inside your body can be damaging to your central nervous system, your respiratory and cardiovascular systems, your digestion, your muscle, reproductive, and immune systems, and the list goes on and on. So you are probably thinking, I get it, but just simply knowing stress is harmful doesn't do you much good going forward, does it? We will still face stress in our everyday lives, and sometimes extreme stress, when we deal with more serious issues that life can throw our way. So there are some very key tried and true ideas to help you limit your stress and manage it when it inevitably starts to affect you. Like I said earlier, it's your body's job to start stressing, and it's your mind's job to shut it down. So if you aren't a firm believer that your thoughts are ultimately up to you, you will have a bit further to go. If you have accepted that you control your own thoughts, your next step is to really focus on mindfulness. Allow yourself mental breaks throughout your day to be still and really think about what you're thinking about. Is the stress you are feeling legitimately right in front of you, attempting to take your joy, or is it more about how you are perceiving it or telling yourself a story about it? There are both kinds. Death, terminal illness, employment loss, financial troubles. Those are real stressors, and they are hard. But it is critical to make sure you aren't giving unnecessary stress the power to steal your health and joy. Not enough hours in the day for your busy lifestyle and schedule should not be the kind of life or death situation that keeps the fight or flight reactions going. It's important to be able to mentally separate the two. And just like any other skill set in the world, we don't all have that. So we are grateful to live in a place where there are experts in this very area. If stress is starting to interfere with how you feel mentally and physically, it might be time to seek medical advice. Stress will always be a part of our lives, but with a little work, it won't have the power to damage them. That's my take for this week, and Sandy's in tomorrow with even more ideas on stress relief. Thanks so much for making the Double X Factor a part of your day. Each weekday, right here on KMA.